join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We're delighted you're joining us tonight for this special edition of Straight Talk celebrating Black History Month. Our first guest is a very special lady who I've gotten to know in the last week or so, Artrilla Scott. She's a longtime, 50-year Long Beach resident, active in community affairs, born in Hope, Arkansas. And Artrilla, we're so pleased to have you on the show.
Thank you.
As we celebrate Black History Month, look back over your long life and tell us how you see America changing.
Well, I think as we all, with a new elected president happening to be a person of color, that definitely is a change. He was able to speak up and say his father was from Africa originally and his mother was from the United States, a white lady. And as I can think back, it used to be against the law for even them to get married, especially in this country.
So you grew up in the South in Hope, Arkansas. Tell us a little bit about what that was like.
Hope was a small town, and it was like near the border of Texas and Oklahoma and Louisiana. It's a little strip of in there. And that's where my parents lived. And I was the ninth child. They lost the first two. So that made me the seventh one to live.
And in Hope, Arkansas, this is back in the 1930s, the businesses were segregated. The black business district, the white district, and blacks did not go to white stores, but whites could go to black stores.
Not really. You was able to go to the white stores, but you have to wait till they finished waiting on all their white customers before they would wait on you. And a lot of white love to soul food, as you know, I've heard about today. So they came to the black business. So it wasn't as really bad as you read about sometime. These people accepted this way of life, and they sort of got along together.
And you had a brother who had a small restaurant.
Yeah.
And tell us a pretty famous person that went to that restaurant.
That's what I was talking about when I say that. My brother, it's sort of like a invisible line. The white business stopped there and the black business started. So my brother had this little hamburger and chili place, cafe. So right next door to the line was a car dealership, was Rogers Clinton.
Bill Clinton's stepfather.
Bill Clinton's stepfather, who went on to be his stepfather.
And he went in to eat at your brother's restaurant.
He loved to come and eat soul food, so he would eat at my brother's restaurant.
See, the Clintons always like to eat, I guess, yeah.
So I guess that's why Bill grew up to love to eat soul food.
Yeah.
Because Rogers, his stepfather, loved soul food.
And then Roger needed someone to clean his apartment.
Yeah, and my brother volunteered me. Since he said, that's what I did, it's, you know. My father died when I was 9, and I worked since I was 12, and cleaning up, and wherever any rich white person that lived in town that needed some help, I was available.
So you cleaned Roger Clinton's apartment, and sometimes he would come with this youngster.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
And that was probably around 46 or 7 that he started dating. Rogers was originally from Hot Springs, Arkansas. He started dating a young white lady from Hope.
Virginia,
which was Virginia.
Clinton's mother.
Uh-huh. So when she would get out of school and visit, come on weekends, that was when I cleaned Rogers' apartment on Saturday.
So cut to the chase, you were kind of a nanny for Bill Clinton when he was 3, 4, 5 years old.
I was his free nanny.
Free nanny.
I got paid for cleaning the house. But they would say, since I'm cleaning the house, why didn't I watch this little boy?
Here's Bill Clinton at the age of 3 when our guest, Artrilla, was kind of babysitting for him. Remarkable. Anyway, you moved to Long Beach in 1950, and as you mentioned, you resided in the Cabrillo Housing, which was the only integrated facility in town.
No, we got that sort of mixed up with someone else you're going to interview. I came to Long Beach in 1955.
55.
I came from Delano, California.
And you resided in Cabrillo?
No. In what is now Carmelita's Housing.
Carmelita's, I'm sorry.
Carmelita's Housing.
I mixed that up. Carmelita's.
That was owned by L.A. It was a military housing. That was the only place in Long Beach that was integrated for military people. All races live there. And I worked there showing duplex houses.
And then you went to work for the city of Long Beach?
No, then I went to work for the federal government at the VA hospital.
And then you went to work for the city of Long Beach?
I never worked for the city.
I have to speak to my staff on my briefings here. but you worked for the government for many, many years.
I started working in 61 for the Long Beach VA Hospital when it moved in at the wooden bungalows. I was there when they built the one they're in now. And wow. I retired in 91. I did 30 years, retired with a Federal Executive Board Award.
And now this little three-year-old boy is elected President of the United States in 1992. And he comes to Long Beach several times, but one time, of course, when our school superintendent inaugurated uniforms, mm-hmm. first school district in the country for mandatory uniforms. And here, Bill Clinton learns that this nanny lives in town. And here is a wonderful picture of Bill Clinton, President Clinton, and Orchilla on a visit here to Long Beach. What was he like as president?
I was so nervous because I knew he was three and he didn't remember me.
Yeah.
And then after the story got printed in the Fresh Telegram, I said, oh boy, they might arrest me for, you know, for making up, you know, something that's not true. And really, his Secret Service men was looking for us. Bonnie Lorenthal gave us three tickets for my husband and my daughter and I. She said, I'll give you some tickets, but I can't guarantee you'll get to meet him. And really, when we got there, his Secret Service men was looking for me.
And your daughter, who I know, because she is our account rep at the Press Telegram, made up a sign saying, yeah. My mother babysat and was waving it, and they took it away because they already knew it.
Yeah, she was standing up. I said, you better put that down. You're going to get us in trouble. Get out of here. And then sure enough, this man said, you with the sign. And I almost passed out.
Okay. And finally, your distinguished career in community service led to an actual street being named after you, Orchilla Scott Lane. So you're the only black resident of Long Beach with
That's
a street. And, of course, Governor Duke Majan has a street, too, Duke Majan Lane.
And it's one out by the airport, too. It's a lady.
Well, we're going to continue this discussion in the next segment, joined by another remarkable person, our Councilman Dee Andrews. Stay with us.